And to the analysis of Shields and Brooks, syndicated columnist Mark Shields, New York Times columnist David Brooks. David, bottom line here is this, should this be seen as a major reversal of policy by the president on this surveillance thing?
It's hard to tell. It's clearly some sort of reversal. The question is what they got in the secret FISA procedure they've now established. And one of the things the senators are talking about is that the old system and the problem the administration had with it was that they had to do it case by case. Mm-hmm. And then with some of this new technology where they sweep in, you know, lots of phone calls, they thought that was inappropriate. And some of the senators want to know, with this new procedure they've set up in secret that they're not sharing with anybody, is it still case by case, or is it somehow allowing for large sweeps? And until we know that, it's sort of hard to know how big a reversal. Clearly, the politics, the Democrats taking over the Congress, and the court cases that are burbling along clearly had some effect.
Yeah, you agree? This was not an accident?
I do, Jim. I think that the announcement was made just prior to the Attorney General's first testimony before the Senate Judiciary Committee, controlled by Democrats, chaired by Pat Leahy, and the July 31st date in the Court of Appeals. And I don't think they wanted to face the possibility. I think it'll make the case now that we've changed our policy so that this is no longer relevant.
So, but there's clearly, whatever secret process there is now going to be, or is, judicial review, which before.
That's exactly right.
And that is a change.
They're going to comply with the same practices and procedures that every other administration has, which they had asserted this rather exceptional executive privilege for the past six years.
Okay, on Iraq, what do you think of what Lee Hamilton said today to the House Foreign Affairs Committee?
Well, I mean, I think Lee Hamilton makes a lot of sense, you know, virtually all the time he speaks. I thought his argument in favor of the United States negotiating, at least diplomatically, not being fearful about it. I mean, we're not going to give away the store, transfer Chicago or something to Damascus, or any place else. So I thought it made sense, and I think a good part of the testimony this week has made sense.
What do you think about Hamilton saying not only the Iran-Syria part, but also what he said about the surge, too?
Well, his argument on the surge was that it would delay training, and I think his position, with a lot of people's position, is that it's really the Iraqis' war to fight, and we just have to keep training them. I frankly don't agree with that. I think we've been training them as quickly as we can, and we will continue to train them. And one of the reasons we're having the surge is because they won't have to take people away from the training. The problem is that the troops they're training, some of them are quite good, but many are not, and many are sectarian. The problem is essentially that Iraq has become, in people's minds and in their behavior, a divided country, and people want to act out their own sectarian interests and not any national impartial interests. And in a country where 36,000 people are dying, you know, per year at least in sectarian violence, it's hard to expect officers, government officials, to say, I'm above what's going on around me, I'm an impartial Iraqi. So I do think, you know, we can train all we want, but the training by itself hasn't worked. And that's one of the reasons I think the surge has some validity. And again, I have my doubts myself. Mm-hmm. But if you want to have some stability in Baghdad, it strikes me more U.S. forces. And the surge would double the amount of forces in Baghdad.
Now, the Democrats are still working on their resolution that would either cap the number of troops or at least say, let's not do it. In other words, a non-binding resolution. What's your reading of where that is going now?
Talking to Democrats on the Hill today, they're expecting the Senate to act first because they believe, as of now, that they get up to 10 Republican senators to support a symbolically important, but you're right, non-binding resolution.
And what would
that's what's going to be.
That's the problem.
Essentially, I think to against the escalation of the war by the increase in troops. What's happened, Jim, is that many polls now are indicating that 60% of Americans believe that going to war in Iraq was a mistake, and up to 70% oppose the increase in troops. And that's even higher percentages among Democrats. And so what you have are Democratic candidates for 2008 all of a sudden scrambling hard left. The old French line about the politician who said, there go my people, I must get out in front of them and lead them. They're already marching in a different direction. And I think that's exactly what you're seeing in the part of some Democrats.
My fear is that political consultants are setting a rock policy for a bunch of these candidates, and they're basing it on realities in Iowa, not in realities in Baghdad. And frankly, as many doubts as I have and we all have about the surge, I really don't understand the cap. One thing we know is that current troop levels are not successful. So maybe you want to increase them, maybe you want to decrease them. But keeping them the same, I just don't understand the argument. Mm-hmm. I also don't understand the argument of maybe pulling troops out of Baghdad, allowing a genocide to happen, and sitting there 5 and 10 miles away while hundreds of thousands of people are being killed. I don't understand that policy. So get out or fight it. I don't understand this compromise middle policy, which is meant to seem politically tough. It just doesn't seem to accord with the facts on the ground.
What about the this non-binding resolution? Is that going to? Do you think it will have symbolic impact, if no other impact?
Well, if they get 10 Republican senators, I do think that does have an impact, and it would reflect where the country is. By the way, 70% have opposed
to
this thing.
So you agree with Mark?
So I do think that it's very hard for the president to sustain what will be a year-long. Very difficult policy with 70% support. I don't care who the president is or what, or you know, what ward.